Thank God, customer support. This is Maya speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, yes, I have a question. I had ordered a Vibe watch, and I actually ordered it by mistake when I got a free offer for some headphones that I guess was given to me at the time. Are you familiar with the process of this?
Yes, ma'am. I can help you with that. Can I have your zip code?
Yes, 07724.
And your first and last name?
Valerie Owens.
And Ms. Owens, for security purposes, can you state that shipping address?
Yes, 42 Springdale Avenue, Tenton Falls, New Jersey, 07724.
Yes, ma'am. You say you received some headphones?
Yes, that was what I was ordering, in the headphones. And then, of course, after I ordered the headphones, I guess an advertisement popped up for the Vibe watch saying I guess they ordered them together. And I did notice that there was small print that said do not if you don't want to order. I just hit next, and it wound up ordering it for me. And I received it. But when I printed my paperwork at the time, it said a 14-day trial. So I don't understand what this watch actually is. Is it the watch itself for the amount that I bought, or is it a trial period?
It's a trial period, man. After 14 days, if you call, well, you just called today. You ordered it on the 20th. You had 14 days to try. If you didn't like it, you just call in and cancel. They won't bill you, like, the full price of the items.
Okay. How much is the full price? I didn't expect to actually order it, so that was one of my issues.
It's $69, but if you like the watch, I can definitely knock it down to like $20 for with a discount.
I actually haven't even opened it because I already have a watch. It just so happens that this one came as well, and I actually didn't mean to order it. So how do I go about returning it at this point?
Give me one moment to look into that.
Sure. Okay.
Okay, ma'am, is this still in the package that you once you received it?
Yes, it is.
Okay, ma'am, if you could just take that back to the post office and tell them to ship it back, and they should ship it back, and we can get that watch back from you.
Okay.
And then we can just, once they get it, they will cancel out that account for that watch.
So you said how much does it cost to buy it, or is it just a monthly subscription? Like, I didn't really know what it was, to be honest.
It's $59.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't want to spend that much for it. What could you give it to me for if I chose to keep it? You said $20 or?
I could do like a discounted price since the watch is like $69.97, let's just say. And I offer you a 35% discount, I can make that $45. But if you were to decline, I could do like a 50% discount, I'm making it $34. Or a 75% discount, making it $17.
Because I was going to send it back. So if you guys want me to keep it, I have to have the best price. Because I thought it was for $5.97 until I actually printed the paper and it said $14, 14-day trial. And I'm like, well, it doesn't even tell you how much it normally would cost in any of the work that I clicked on to know that it was going to be a higher amount if I ordered it.
Yes, ma'am. Would you like to keep it? Is that actually a good watch, or would you just like to turn it back in?
Well, how much would it cost if I keep it, is what I'm saying. I didn't even try it.
Yes, ma'am. Once you get the full price, once they bill you the full price, you could definitely call back in and say you want to cancel. They will offer you the same discounts I just offered you, which was the $35, the $50, or the $75, which to knock those prices down. And once you agree to, like, say, the 75% one, they'll put the they will put the remaining, let's see, they'll put the $52.48 back on your card, and they'll take like 3 to 5 business days, and you'll just pay $17 for the watch.
You know what? That's okay. Never mind. I'll just go ahead and return it. You said, what do I do? Do I just take it to the post office or UPS store?
Yes, ma'am. You take it to the post office.
Do I need to give them a return RMA or anything like that? I mean, I don't know.
No, ma'am. You do not.
So just wrap it up, and how and it says here that it came from Hype Gadgets. Is
yes,
that
ma'am.
The return address?
Just take it back to the post office if it's still in the same package, and just say return to sender.
Oh, okay. Okay, because I had two things in this package. There was the headphones that I bought, and those are bought outright, correct? Because that was part of, I guess, part of a promotion.
Yes, it's,
yes, ma'am. Okay. So then just close this up, return, put return to sender on here, and it will go back to this. The return address is Hype Gadgets, 105 Sierra Way, Malpitas, California.
Yes,
is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. I just want to make sure that if we do get the refund, because I don't want to have to return this and then, you know, I turn around and I don't. They say that they didn't receive it. There's no.
They will give you. The post office should give you a tracking number once it's been shipped out, and then we can search that tracking number once you provide it for us, and we can see if it's brought back to the company. And if it is, they will issue out you a full refund.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome. Thanks,
Carl.
Customer service, have a nice day.
You too. Bye-bye.